Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hello, this is Top Stories, the show in which I, Andy Zaltzman, rummage around in the archives of the Bugle podcast to tell you the most important story in the world when it happened at some point in the last, 16 and a half years. Now, Syria was causing all sorts of problems for the international community back in January 2014. Naughty Syria. But fortunately, Australia's new Prime Minister was on hand to clarify the situation for us all. This is from issue 258 of the Bugle, entitled Nazis vs. Terrorists, featuring me and John Oliver, neither of whom was either of those two things.
Top story this week, all aboard the peace train. Destination, hopefully slightly less fighting. It's the Peace Summit Roundup. Now, we talked a lot about Syria last week, Andy, which I guess separated us from most comedy podcasts and also the news. A summit on Syria has been taking place this week in Switzerland, because what says calm the f*** down to two sides more than easy access to cuckoo clocks, chocolate, skiing, and an ugly national history of ignoring genocides? This has been, that is indisputable. I'm not willing to argue with the Swiss on that. This has been a long time coming. Diplomats from the UN, the US and Russia have been carefully cajoling both sides in the Syrian conflict to come to the table and talk in what has become known as Geneva 2. It is the blockbuster sequel to Geneva 1 that everyone hoped would not be necessary. Geneva 1, I'm tired of this shit. Geneva 2, this time it's even more personal. The UN...
Well, as we know, John, that, you know, bafflingly, some sequels get made, no matter how bad the original was.
Yeah. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said it would be unforgivable not to seize this opportunity to end a conflict that has left more than 100,000 people dead and driven 9.5 million from their homes. Although part of the problem is that it is also unforgivable that 100,000 people have died because of this conflict, and it's going to be very hard to forgive the people directly responsible for it. That is the tough thing about peace negotiations, isn't it, Andy? The forgiveness part is a tricky egg to scramble. That's been proven throughout history.
As a result of this, there was not a great deal of optimism heading into the summit. Very much viewed to have the same likelihood of success as Laika, the pioneering Soviet cosmodog's prospects of managing a full successful re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere and a smooth manual landing. You try controlling a 1950s space rocket without opposable thumbs whilst trying to read an instruction manual written in Russian. Peace fans had basically about as much hope as animal fans had of Ian the tasty-looking but socially nervous lamb of managing to talk his way out of the abattoir. And it did not start too well. Any guesses, Buglers, a quick multiple-choice question for you now, how the talks on the first day went between the Syrian government and the Syrian opposition? Were they A, mature, constructive and mutually respectful, B, understandably tense but conciliatory and productive, C, oddly jovial, occasionally lewd and increasingly drunken, or D, furiously vitriolic, with accusations thrown around like a frail granny who had wandered into WrestleMania 29 wearing an I Hate Muscly Men t-shirt? Answers on a postcard.
It was even before day one, the build-up was so tense, especially seeing as there was absolutely no guarantee that either side would even bother to turn up. And it could very well have ended up with Ban Ki-moon sitting on his own at a massive table in Switzerland, doodling a unicorn on a piece of paper and trying to remember all the words to Here Come the Hot Stepper.
Oh, that is a blow from the past.
It's how I kill time. Word her up. I'm the lyrical gangster. Word her up. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. Tensions were increased even further when just 3 days before the conference, President Assad said in an interview that there was a significant chance that he would seek a third term in office in elections due this June in Syria. And you have to remember, when he says run for office, he means take office, Andy. It's like if there was one scoop of ice cream in a bowl left and Assad said, I'm now going to run a campaign for that final scoop of ice cream. You know deep down that that ice cream is going into his face, and anyone who thinks otherwise is going to end up extremely dead.
As you say, it's been a tough week for the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon. He's wearing the face of someone who's very much had enough of saying, please stop killing each other. And he spoke and said this, enough is enough, the time has come to negotiate. Which he's basically been saying now for 3 years. And the fact is, enough was enough f***ing ages ago, and the time to negotiate was early in 2011, or at any point subsequently in 2012 or 2013. We have a difficult road ahead, he said, but it can be done, and it must be done, he said, before getting into his car, driving 2 yards down that road and disappearing into a sinkhole.
Well, he didn't. He maybe didn't help things, Andy, because before the pre-talks even began, there was a huge surprise when Iran was suddenly invited along too. And that seemed like a bold move. That's like taking an already intensely spicy bowl of chili and adding an actual hand grenade to it. You have to question whether its inclusion is in the best interest of the dish as a whole. Iran has been a key ally of Assad, but Ban Ki-moon apparently said that he strongly believed Iran had to be part of the solution to the crisis in Syria. And he might be right about that. But do you introduce it at this difficult early stage? When you have a mountain to climb, do you release a bunch of lions at the bottom of the mountain as well? Lions are majestic creatures, Andy, undeniably. But maybe at least get out of base camp first before you're gored to death.
Well, it's very hard to know what more we can do, John, because a lot of the debates at Geneva 2 are about the communique issued at Geneva 1. And really, what more can the international community do than issue a communique and ask people to sign it? There are no other avenues down which we can row the leaking gondola of diplomacy.
And unsurprisingly, this invitation turned out to be trying to calm down a wasp's nest by slamming your head into it whilst dressed as a bee. And Tehran instantly accepted the offer, pledging to play a positive and constructive role, at which point the opposition National Coalition firmly announced the entire peace talks could f*** the f*** fuck off until Iran was de-invited. And a day later, Ban Ki-moon was forced to retract his invitation. And well, you got to hand it to BKM, Andy. He must be great at throwing dinner parties. Who have you invited, dear? Well, I've invited Tom and Margot and Michael and Diane. I thought that'd be nice. And then I thought I'd invite Michael's ex-wife as well. And that guy who Margot once went on a date with and said it was the worst experience of her life. Then I also invited that guy everyone thinks is responsible for burning the local church down. Should be a fun evening, right, love?
There are 40 different states in attendance at this conference, which does sound slightly like too many cooks spoiling the broth. But I guess on the other side of
it's
that...
It's a shitty broth,
well, the
Andy.
Broth, the broth tastes like the shit that it's been made with, so you might as well let as many cooks have a look at it as possible and try and learn from the previous cook's mistakes. Mexico are there. That's got to bring, you know... bring some big hats and overhead kicks to the situation. And the Vatican are there. The Vatican City there, John.
Are they really?
Yeah. So maybe we're just going to try and persuade both sides in the conflict to stop using condoms. Maybe that'll help.
They are really hanging in there with condoms are the main problem in the entire world, aren't they? You cannot question their commitment to that concept. Day one was supposed to just be ceremonial with a sequence of formal speeches without one another in the room, just dipping your toe into diplomacy to test the temperature of the water. But it turns out that temperature could overboil an egg faster than it takes you to say, wow, that egg boiled quickly. Wow. Syria's foreign minister said his country was engaged in a war against terrorist groups, adding that only the Syrian people could decide on Assad's future. And the opposition leader said that human rights violations in Syria were reminiscent of Nazi Germany and suggested that President Assad leaving was a complete precondition for peace. So, I mean, you have to hand it to him, Andy. That's a hell of an opening bid from each side. One side getting called terrorists, while the other side is getting called Nazis. If it was a poker game, you'd be getting a lot of other people pushing their cards into the middle of the table saying, yeah, this game's a little spicy for me, before grabbing the coats off the back of their chairs and running home. Well, bear in mind, those two men weren't even supposed to be in the negotiating room together until later today, when they're scheduled to negotiate in private. And there's no word about whether they're in there or how it's going yet, but I just hope they removed anything pointy and made sure that they screwed the chairs to the floor.
This all explains why Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, said that the talks between the warring sides from Syria will be, quotes, like an overweight, arthritic and spiritually committed nun. No, he said they will be neither quick nor easy.
You want to celebrate that, Andy?
That's fine. Fine.
Are you running around the table, or you just want to? You're just tapping that in and picking up the ball and running back to the centre circle.
But perhaps the most constructive contribution came from Tony Abbott, the Australian Prime Minister, who swept to power in last year's election on a platform of, as far as I could make out, being anti-immigrants, anti-women, and anti-scientific fact. And he weighed into the Syrian debate by saying that it often seems like a struggle that involves baddies versus baddies. And I guess the best way...
He said that?
He did.
An adult said that to other adults.
An adult.
Are you sure he wasn't overheard explaining it to his three-year-old?
It was the Australian people. That's, you know, I guess you could argue that is very much a spiritual three-year-old. I wouldn't say that myself. I would leave that to you. Let me just
warn you, Andy, about what making glib comments on this podcast can do to the nation of Australia.
He also
tread
said,
lightly.
I guess the best way for them to for all of them to demonstrate if some of them are goodies is to lay down their arms. So,
oh
there
my
you go.
God!
But you know, often
I don't think he understands that in laying down the arms, the other one it seems is going to commit ethnic cleansing. It's hard. The baddies are real uppercase B baddies in this case.
That is. He explained his use of colloquial language, saying he was trying to explain complex situations to ordinary people. So, read into that what you will, Australia. That's your Prime Minister calling it, not me or John.
Thank you for listening to this issue of Top Stories. If you've enjoyed it, listen to another one, or tell friends or even enemies about it, or listen to the latest issue of the Bugle Podcast, available via thebuglepodcast.com or all reputable and probably most disreputable podcast sources. Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.